Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Can you be disqualified from some things God had planned for you by not controlling your flesh? Yes, you can, and it's a sad thing to miss out on blessings. Just in the few years I've been in the ministry, I know people whose churches were large and flourishing and strong, and now nothing. I know people who are in the ministry and anointed and revelation in preaching and teaching, now not in the ministry at all. No spiritual impact. Why? Not controlling their flesh. Affairs. Not controlling their desire for money. Well, is that the will of God?
No.
That church went down to nothing?
No, sir.
That work dried up? That they don't have a ministry anymore? No, that wasn't the will of God. Well, then things that God had planned for them to be into and happen are not happening. Some people don't believe that, but I'm telling you, that's the way it is. Just because God has planned something for you, that doesn't mean it's automatically going to happen or that it will happen in its entirety in your lifetime unless you make the commitment to it. Amen? And you follow Him. Now, the devil doesn't want you to do the will of God, so he is going to endeavor to tempt you. I don't care if it's alcohol or if it's drugs or if it's sex or if it's money or through the lust of your eyes, your flesh, the pride of your life. He'll try to do something to get you to stumble and fall to prevent those good things from coming to pass in your life and to stop the plan that God had for you. And the thing he's able to work with is the flesh. That's the hook. That's why even a man like the Apostle Paul, who'd been caught up to the third heaven, who saw things in God that you couldn't articulate in natural speech, got revelation that fills over half the New Testament. But a man like this, he said, I have got to keep this body under control. Talking about his own body. I got to keep this body under control lest, after I preach to others how to do, I myself should wind up disqualified. Isn't that a powerful statement from such a man as this? So there's nobody, no man or woman, no minister, no layperson that's immune from being tempted. Right? But here's the good news. We've already talked about this. Neither is there any temptation that is irresistible. Does that help you as much as it does me? You're there. Look at the 10th chapter. 10th chapter in the 13th verse. Well, verse 12 says, wherefore, let him that thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able. Above that you're able to what? Able to what? Yeah, to resist. Right? Yeah. Able to not yield to resist, not give in to. But he will, with the temptation, make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. It's amazing how people have taken that verse and turned it into God won't put more on you than you can stand. That's not what he said.
Amen.
It's a wrong emphasis.
Yes.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
What did he say?
Give you a way out of it.
God will not allow a temptation to come to you that you cannot resist.
Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
I've had people sit on the other side of my desk before. You know, maybe they got into sexual immorality. And I'm looking at me, young people one time, looking at me crying, going, well, Brother Keith, it was just bigger than the both of us. That's probably a song, isn't it? I mean,
sad song.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. Well, you can sing all that stuff and believe all that stuff if you want to. It will destroy your life. I said, it will destroy your life. I like this song. Ain't no temptation coming my way. What I can overcome every day. The power of God lives in me. And every victory I will see. Nothing is too big for me. If it was too big for me to handle, it wouldn't be on my doorstep. God will not allow it. People say, this is just too much. It's just too much temptation. The money's right there. It's just too much. I just got to take it. No, you don't. That's a lie. There is no temptation but what's common to man. The other translation that we had mentioned, let me read it to you. The Living Bible. He said, remember this. The wrong desires that come into your life aren't anything new and different. Many others have faced exactly the same problems before you. And no temptation is irresistible.
Amen.
I believe that.
Amen.
There's no temptations going to come to you that you cannot resist. That is just too big and too overwhelming. You just got caught up in it. Next thing you knew, you had fallen. It was just too big. That's a lie. I said, that's a lie. That's a lie. Now, some things pull on you so strong that you got to pull a Joseph. What'd Joseph do? Huh? Potiphar's wife. Why are we talking about all this so much tonight? Man, this must be it. Potiphar's wife is looking good. Smells good. She's not properly dressed. And she says, Joseph, I need you to come in here in the bedroom and check on this, you know, work on this and check on. He says, uh-uh. She says, don't you like me? He goes, you're fine. I shouldn't have said fine. Now, how old is Joseph?
Young man.
Huh? What would he be? 20 years old, maybe? Hormones? I've been a 20-year-old, a 15-year-old. I'm testosterone? He's not married. He doesn't have a wife. She's looking good. She said, well, don't you like me? He said, yeah. Well, come in here and sit down on the bed. Let's talk. Now, here's where it's made or broken. You can't trust your flesh. Me or you can't trust your flesh any further than you can throw it. You got to be honest with yourself about what's going on. Right? Well, I'm a man of God and I can handle this. And famous last words. Come sit down here and let's talk. No, I guess time when it ain't time to talk.
Right.
Talking time is past.
Yeah.
What's it time to do?
Yeah.
she got a hold of his coat and come, oh, baby, I like you so much. Next thing you know, what's happening?
Take his coat.
And I mean, he ran out of his coat, didn't look back, out of the door, out of the house. That's what he should have done.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
That's what he should have. It comes time when it is not time to talk.
Yeah.
It is time to run.
Yeah.
Everybody say run.
Run.
Do you know how to run?
Yes.
Can you be honest enough with yourself and with your flesh?
Yes.
I know a lady who was a powerful minister. She came out of the nightclub life. Came out of stuff that they were doing in Vegas and everything. God saved her. Gave her a ministry. And then after some years, she thought she could go back into that place and minister to some people she knew were still there. And so, you know, she's in the casino. And she's trying to talk to them about some things. She said she looked down and realized she's running her finger around the rim of a margarita. Like she used to. Tasting the salt. And she realized she had to get up and get out of there right now. She probably shouldn't have been in there to start with. She jumped up and she ran out of the, ran. Everybody say run.
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 It gets a time where it's not time to talk.
That's right.
It's time to run.
Amen.
Now this applies at this level. It also applies to Twinkies. If you've not been able to resist a Twinkie, if somebody whips out a Twinkie, you got to be honest enough with yourself to know, I can't stand around and talk about the Twinkie. If I talk about the Twinkie, I'm going to eat a Twinkie. Next thing I know, I'll eat a box of Twinkies. Do you know your flesh well enough? Or are you honest enough with yourself to know, I got to get out of here? People say, come on, we're going to the big buffet. You're going, I can't go to the buffet now. Maybe sometime, but not today. I can't go to the buffet. See, pride and people kidding themselves is what keeps folks defeated in this area, because they like to think, well, I can handle it. I can. Yeah, you sound like you can handle it. I can. You better stay home, boy. All the girlfriends are going shopping. You and your husband about had a divorce already. Got every credit card maxed. Well, I'm just going to go and look. You better stay home.
Amen.
Clean house or something.
Amen.
Go jogging. Hmm?
Yeah.
See, you got to know where your area is that you have given in and been weak. And yes, you can get yourself built up, but in the meantime, have enough understanding to know I can't go there.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Freedom from Condemnation, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R130. That's R130, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.